Hello, my name is Robin Jeffries-Hine. I am a postdoctoral researcher and member of the Behavioral Epigenetics and Children's Study with Martine LaPay and am a new member of the BCCR network. My work lies at the intersection of science, medicine, and technology studies, sociology, and feminist theory. I am currently focused on the social and political implications of placenta epigenetics, as well as early life stress, trauma, and adversity for women and children's health. I have a few questions related to Professor Joseph Murray's presentation on adversity, stress, and psychosocial development and the Pelotas birth cohort studies. It was a really wonderful presentation. Thank you so much. And here are a couple of questions that I have. So there is mention of comparison of homicide trends in the UK in comparison to the 1982 Pelotas cohort and replication of findings in Pelotas compared to the quote, well-matched UK cohorts. So I'm wondering what the UK homicide trends are currently in order to maybe better understand the following, which is, we see the biopsychosocial relationships between household and community violence rates, which seem comparatively very high in Pelotas, and then children's development. But I want to know how this speaks to rates of homicide in general and children's developmental outcomes. So for example, assuming UK rates are much lower and perhaps even more consistent over time, do we see similar negative effects on children's development using similar bio, psych, and social measurements? I ask this because if the UK has lower homicide rates but similar outcomes for mothers and children, then that would tell us that even at relatively lower rates of homicide, children's developmental outcomes are at risk. So I'm asking a comparative question over time that may point to some sort of threshold level, if you will, of harmful exposures to violence and its lasting impact on children's well-being, including their risk for later life violence. This would presumably make the case for interventions that much stronger. So that is my first question, this comparative question between what's happening in terms of homicide rates in the UK, children's outcomes, and then in the Pelotas studies or the different cohorts over time. So in terms of the slide on family violence and the overlap between intimate partner violence and child maltreatment, I'm interested in knowing how that the overlap of 4.6% compares with any sort of control group or measurement you might have, because I honestly felt that the 4.6% overlap was really low. It's not what I would have anticipated. And of course, I'm happy about that. We want to see a very low rate, but it was surprising. It was still surprising to me. So the third thing revolves around the intergenerational work that you're now able to do with the 2015 birth cohort. And I would simply love to know more about how the ACEs cluster together, because that is something that was discussed as a new area of research inquiry and how we might understand how different exposures and experiences map on to one another. And so the final thing has to do with, really, I guess, gender. So I note that father's absence is a central variable in measurements, and I understand that that's built into research designs. But I'm wondering how this impacts our understandings of complex relationships discussed in the presentation. I found myself asking, you know, have fathers been largely absent in the families that are being studied? Has it changed over time? what is the reasoning for excluding fathers? And I understand that the lineage of the birth cohort studies and the kinds of questions that have been asked and studied have changed over time. But it sort of strikes me as being significant. And so related to this is, how does the focus on mothers and moms impact our notions of maternal blame and the reproduction of maternal blame and its perpetuation in the sciences that then gets translated to social policy? Something on this that also stood out for me is that in terms of like research design and measurements, we also were introduced to the interventions, the two different types of interventions that are being done, which sounded wonderful. I note that on the slide that introduces us and has trial outcomes listed, the language of parenting is used, but I find that that's doesn't quite capture what's going on, because if you only have moms and they identify as moms also, then I think mothering is more accurate. And I also wonder, increasingly we're using the language of like primary caregivers or guardians, because we recognize that not always are children being raised in households by a mother or a father. It could be grandparents, and I believe it often is, aunts and uncles and so forth. So I'm just wondering about, you know, expanding this outward so as to move away exclusively from the mother-child dyad, and then what we might gain from that. So thank you very much. I really enjoyed reading and listening to your presentation. Thank you.